Xavi per Messi, per rematar...
Gol! Gol!
Ha marcat Messi.
Messi, gol de Messi.
Jerry Messi.
Bobo anticipato, palla vagante, mette giù, recupera, il tiro, è gol.
Yeah, Active FM Christ Music is heart music. Welcome to the sports show with you, with your host Marcus, and I'll be talking about today. The interesting topic of the day is Formula One. Well, I don't be basically talking about cars, but today I'll be talking about Formula One because it's a racing sport. So I'm gonna let you know everything that you need to know about Formula One. So Formula One, also known as Formula One or F1, an officially Formula One world champion, the highest class in single seat auto racing and sanctioned by the Federation International of Automobile. A FIA former world champion has been premier form in racing since in 1950. Although other Formula One races were regularly held until 1983. So these guys in Formula One, they started in the 1950s. So they've basically been there, you know, long time ago. So basically I think the cars were very, very old that side. So yeah, man, let me just carry on. The Formula designator is the name refers to a seat of rule to which of participants' cars confirm the Formula One season consists of series of races known as Grand Prix, from French meaning Grand Prize, held worldwide in purpose built Formula One circuits and public roads. So I don't know if you guys know it, but they have this event, you know what I'm saying, and it's called Grand Prix. Now Grand Prix is like a, it's like an event, but like they say, it's a French meaning for Grand Prize. It's Grand Prix meaning Grand Prize in English. And okay, yeah, but you know the difference though. So yeah, the result of each race is evaluated using point system in determined to annual world champions, one for drivers required to be held in valid licenses, the highest class of racing license issued by FIA. The races are required to be held in tracks graded 1, formerly A, and highest grade a track can receive at FIA most events and rural locations. So basically what it says here, it says something about a super license. So you gotta have a license to race, actually. So but you gotta have a certain license that to enter a race, you know. And I think it's like a advanced driving. It's for people that love to drive fast and they can't bump anybody. But otherwise, if you're fit enough to get a super license, hey, it's gonna cost a lot of money, but they will acquire you to drive fast. If the police stops you, at least you can show them the license that you can drive fast. Okay? But otherwise, please do not try this if you don't have a super license. Just to keep you warning. Okay. The results of each evaluate using point systems and determine two annual world champions, one for drivers, one for construction. The racing drivers are required to be holders of the super license. Okay. Well, I read that. Formula One cars are the fastest road courses racing cars in the world. Owing to very high concerning speeds achieving through the generations of large amounts of aerodynamic downforce, Formula One cars are the fastest road course racing cars in the world. Wow. Well, so that's what it actually says, like the Formula One cars are the fastest cars in the world. And that's what it basically says here, because and the sound guys, you don't understand the sound, guys. The sounds of Formula One is very, very epic. And I mean if you want to, we can actually play the sounds for you. And if you want to watch it live, you must actually go to the Formula One event, you know what I'm saying? And okay, what it says here: concerning speed achieved through generations, a large amount of downforce, Formula One cars race at speeds up to 375 kilometers and 233 meters per hour, with engine currently limited in performance to the maximum of 15,000. Sure. Now that's epic. Yeah, the cars are capable acceleration in excess of 5G in corners. So but basically it's the same like all other cars. It has basically four wheels, the Formula One cars. But anyway, man, I'm gonna give you more results, but let's just enjoy the hot music. Except FM, Christ music is hot music.
down, left, right. I don't know why they're trying to keep us out, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we getting in. Oh, we getting in. We got the cheat code.
They try to block our shine, cause they know we got the glow. The game ain't fair, we can't play fair. Oh no, 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 we got the cheat code.
The industry is lost, they lost. Their boys up to something. They look at what I gross. Ugh. They like, that's disgusting. Cause I wasn't on the list. How you make it to the function? Oh, you ain't see the fit? I ain't sauced up for nothing. Intruder alert, yeah, I gotta pay attention. Preach, church, yeah, so I cause a lot of tension. Street hymns get at me, I should be the one they mention. I got bars like the big house, catch me flexing in the mansion. Y'all crying over spilled milk, so get a tissue like your tendons. Y'all can hate from the outside, we don't care about attendance. Squad way too deep, so it's way too many entrants. So really nothing's out of reach. We don't never need an entrance. They don't know what to do. We breaking all the rules. They want us to lose, but I'm way too smooth. Smooth operator, if you rate us, you should put us at the top. Cause we getting spins, ain't gon' let us in. Meet us at the back, we gon' pick the lock. They try to block our shine, cause they know we got the glow.
He could office. He took losses on losses on losses. An expert to a novice. Please don't get me started. Way the truth to life. You delete it, parted. I'm just being honest. Got the cheat code. Speed on 100. My strength on beast mode. We ain't get invited, but my feet up on the couch. I'm on stages with the greatest, but ain't got no CDL. I do shows from state to state and got these people thinking how. It's no secret that my secret gives us power. Every knee shall bow.
made me fly when I was foul. Took my flesh and told a child. Now I'm fresh without a doubt. He held me down when I was down and missed. His circle square try and go select. That's a cheat code. Now I'm over blessed and out of the crowd like I'm overdressed. It ain't over yet. It's that type of power. Black out the drivers. We gon' take you for a ride. Boy, that's a harness. You'll take your knowledge counselor. He dropped the charges. He made room for me and my boy. That's a promise. And I got a mansion waiting on me, bro. I just thought I should let you know. You can keep it in ones that you think when I fall. But look, I got the spirit of Jericho.
It's game time, like the playoffs. We too fly, about to take off when the game starts.
It's going down.
They work hard, we play smart. And shots in this game, got that game sharp.
It's going down.
It's game time, like the playoffs. We too fly, about to take off when the game starts.
It's going down.
Car, but we play smart as sharks in this game. Got that game sharp.
We got the cheat code.
Guys, Christ music is hot music. Of course, Christ music is hot music because it has Jesus in music. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna basically carry on. Giving you the new stuff of the Formula One, the information you need to know about Formula One. So what it says here is every team in Formula One must run two two cars in every season in the Grand Prix weekend, and every team may use up to four drivers in the season. A team may also run two additional drivers in free practice sessions, which are often used to test potential new drivers for the career of Formula One drive or gain experience driving drivers to evaluate the cars. Most modern drivers are contracted for the least of duration of season, with drivers changing taking place in between seasons. In comparison to early years, where drivers often compete at the hot basis from race to race. So basically what it says here is they usually for practice they use other drivers to see if or who, okay, let me just say who to put in the Formula One league, because they won't basically put anyone. And you know what I'm actually thinking now is, when you're racing, you wanna reach the finish line, and that's the thing. People want to be number one, you know what I'm saying, and other people want to be number one. That's why you need to train. You need to train very, very hard. You need to actually train your mind to actually say, I want to be first. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't mean fighting with people, guys. No, please don't get me wrong. Please don't fight. But even though you win, please have a humble heart and actually congratulate the opponents that you actually faced. You know what I'm saying? And basically what I'm trying to tell you is, life is not a competition. You know what I'm saying? It's all about having fun with what you play with. You know what I'm saying? But it's not just in sport. It's in everything you do. You gotta enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't enjoy it, even though you win, you won't be satisfied. But if you enjoy it, even though you come last, even though you come second, even though you come in a lost place on earth, you're actually saying, you know what? I don't care what position I came, but I enjoyed what I did. You know what I'm saying? And okay, let me just carry on. Okay, what does it say here? Oh, each driver chooses an assignment number from 2 to 99, excluding 17, upon entering Formula 1, and keeps that number during their time in the series. The number 1 is reversed for the reigning driver's champion, who retains the previous number and may choose to use it instead of the number 1. At the outset of championships, numbers were allocated by race organizers and ad hoc basis from race to race, and competition did not have permanent numbers throughout the season. Permanent numbers were introduced in 1973. That was a long time. Okay, when teams were allocated numbers in exceeding orders based upon the construction standing, the teams would hold those numbers from season to season to expect of the team with the series driving champions, which will swap the numbers with the 1 and 2 of the previous champion teams. Well, so I don't quite understand, but it's trying to say that every season they swap numbers until you actually become a champion in that team. You know what I'm saying? But they actually, in each number you go to a certain team. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, as a team kept their numbers for a long period of time, car numbers became associated with the team, such as Ferrari 27 and 28, and different system was used from 1996 to 2013. At the start of each season, the current driver champions were designated number 1, his teammate number 2, and the rest of the team assigned accordingly number according to the previous season constructing champion order. Okay, so well, there is a lot of information here about Formula One, but hey, okay, the future. What's the future of this? What's the future? So, basically, I know one of the. I only know one guy. One guy. He was a Ferrari racer. He used to drive a Formula One Ferrari. I think his name was Michael Schumacher. Yes, and many people talked about him basically, and they say that guy was fast guy. I like, you don't understand. That guy was like very, very fast. He was the fastest, like, he was the fastest guy in the Formula One, you know what I'm saying? He used to race with other people, but he always used to win constantly, but I don't know where he is now. Okay, but right now let me talk more about the circuit. A typical circuit usually features a straight rows of which is started grind in what? Okay, okay, I don't know this word, but the pit lane where the driver stopped and tires. Wow, okay, this is very, very interesting information. But most of the circuit currently is used for, specially constructed for competition. The current streets circuit in Monaco, Melbourne, more streets, and Sochi. Okay, so I heard it's very, very big in, it's very, very big in Germany. It's the Formula One is very, very big in Germany, and they have sponsors like Red Bull. You know these big, those big energy drinkers. They actually sponsored Formula One. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, let us take a break right now, and I'll give you more information. Active FM, Christ music is hot music.
Reproduce yourself in me. Jesus in you, I am free. When people look at me, I want them to see you. Drown in your presence, my mission, your message. Walk with your authority. Help me love in silence. Disciple effectively. Wanna expand the walls of your kingdom and cause a revival.
Like mistakes.
them to see you.
Welcome back, everyone. Christ music is hot music because it is hot music. So yeah, I'm gonna basically carry on of giving you more information about Formula One. So I'll be talking about distinction between Formula One and world champion races. And it says that currently the terms Formula One race and world championship race and effectively synonyms since 1984. Every Formula One race has counted towards the world champion, and every world championship race has been to a Formula One regulation. But the two terms are not the same. In the 1950s and the 1960s, there were many Formula One races that did not count for the world champion. E.g., in 1950, a total of 24 Formula One races were held, in which only 6 counted towards the world champion. The number of non-championships from Formula One events decreased by throughout the 1970s and the 1980s to the point where the last non-championship Formula One race was the 1983 Race of Champions. So basically what they're explaining here is that they never like revealed all the championships in the Formula One. They only revealed some that are champions, some there are champions, but they never revealed in history. So what it says here is the world champion was not always exclusively composed of Formula One events. The world championships was originally established as the world champion for drivers i.e. without the term Formula One in the title, it only officially became a FIA Formula One World Champion in 1981. So that was the term. And what it says is from 1952 and 1953, all races counting towards the World Championships expected in India, Indianapolis 500 were running for Formula 2 regulations. Formula 1 was not changed to Formula 2. It was not changed to Formula 2 period. The Formula 1 regulation remained the same, and the numerous non-championship Formula 1 races were staged during this time. But the weird thing is, they never actually changed to Formula 2 because I think the organization was saying that we couldn't accept the thing of we're gonna change it into Formula 2. They never actually made that choice. You know what I'm saying? But you know what, man? Our Formula 1 will always remain Formula 1. You know what I'm saying? So basically, those were the results. Let me just find more. Okay, and I see some championships here, the ones that won basically. One of them was Tove Allen, number on the 1st of November he won. And Lenton James, 28 August he won. Henry Allen, 12th of March 2007. And there were a lot of champions mentioned here. Oh, Schumacher makes history. BBC Sport, 21 July 2002, retrieved 2012-2006. Well, even Schumacher was actually included in that category. You know what I'm saying? So wherever you are, Michael Schumacher, you made history, my friend. You made history. I think that's why Ferrari was very, very famous, because of Michael Schumacher. But anyway, I think he's in retirement now. And whoa, okay. £4 million caps in 13 teams for 2010. Formula 1, 30 April 2009, retrieved 21 March 2010. Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. They actually put a lot of money in this sport, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, at the end of the day, you know, it's good to have money, but not make money your number one priority, because obviously, it's not gonna be with you for the rest of your life. So you better be careful who you choose to praise, but you must praise God for what you do. Thank God for your talents. You know what I'm saying? It's not just in sport, but it's in obviously in the music industry, in the business industry, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You must always thank God for the gifts that you have, because you know, if you actually do things without God, it will be there, but it's going to like disappear without even you knowing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the motivation I want to give you, is always trust God. Always. In everything you do, trust God. Yes, there will be times that you're going to fall, but you got to get back up and move on. It's the decisions that you make at the end of the day that will change you. But if you make that decision, always put it in God's hands. In every decision that you do, I'm giving you guys a challenge right now. Whatever decision you make, always put it in God's hands. And see what he'll do with your situation. You know what I'm saying? But okay, let's just take a break now, and I'm gonna give you the fixtures now and what's happening in the sports industry, just to twist it up a bit. But otherwise, man, let's just listen to some hot music and let's just relax and listen. Active FM, Christ music is hot music.
Now, adventure waits, so I will go. Lead me and I will follow. Love,
has lifted me, driving out my fear, healing all my hurt. Lord, let me see your face. I know you took my place so I can know my worth.
This is only the beginning, just by being
Welcome back, guys. Christ Music is hot music, and right now I'll be giving you the fixtures of the Barclays Premier League. But firstly, let me just give you the results. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so Crystal Palace and Middlesbrough won. Okay, Crystal Palace won. They won 1-0. And Hull City versus Burnley FC, they drew, unfortunately. Everton versus Sunderland, 2-0. Southampton and Arsenal, they postponed, unfortunately. And West Brom and Bournemouth, West Brom won 2-1. Chelsea and Swansea City, 3-1. Chelsea won. Okay, Watford and West Ham, they drew. Tottenham and Stoke City, 4-0. Man City and Man United, they postponed, unfortunately. And Leicester City and Liverpool, 3-1. And Man United and Bournemouth, they drew 1-1. West Brom and Crystal Palace 1. Swansea City and Burnley FC, 3-2. Watford and Southampton, 3-4. Congratulations to Southampton. Okay, Stoke City and Middlesbrough, 2-0. Liverpool and Arsenal, Liverpool 1-3-1. Tottenham and Everton, they won. Tottenham won 3-2. Sutherland and Man City, 2-0. Yo, that's why I was so quiet there, because I was so shocked. And West Ham and Chelsea, 2-1. They won by Chelsea. So let me just give you what matches are going to be taking place. So Man City is going to be versing Stoke City tomorrow at 10 o'clock at night. Yes. So, okay, Man City and Stoke City, they postponed. Hull City and Swansea City, Everton and West Brom, Bournemouth and West Ham, Middlesbrough and Sutherland, Crystal Palace and Tottenham, Arsenal and Leicester City, Southampton, Man United, Liverpool and Burnley FC, Chelsea and Watford. So basically those are the fixtures. And otherwise, guys, thank you for listening to the show, man. And if you want to listen to more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can go to our Facebook at activefm777, or you can go to our Twitter at activefm. So you can listen to some other shows, and they're really, really crazy, but amazing. But guys, thank you for listening to the show, guys. And I really hope you enjoyed listening to the show, and there is still more coming. So please just keep on the listen on, and please keep on listening, and please comment on the shows, you know what I'm saying. But otherwise, thank you for listening to the show, man, and I'll see you guys next time. XFFM Christ Music is off music. Gone. Bye bye.
Ow.
Yeah. I've been dealing with some fan downs. I've been wondering what it's all about. I've been thinking if the Prince of Peace know me, why I never seem to settle down. So I'm settled now. Then I figured I was so busy trying to prove the things that I ain't. I ain't even realize I was there before they say, get a boy a break, listen to my tape. Let me get away more than a seat at the table, man. I want a dinner plate. So done with the hey, happy to be here. If you don't really mind, please save me a seat there. Only if it's really not too inconvenient. Cause when it's said and done, I'm just a Canadian. Show for show, bar for bar. I ain't seen skill, drive, work, ethic in a squad like ours. And ain't pride is confidence. I've seen other continents. Been in this a while and I ain't seen many competence. No, I'm coming back again.
No, I'm coming back again.
That's right.
I don't even know the plan.
I don't even know the plan.
That's right.
I just put it in his hand.
Just put it in his hand.
That's right.
And I do it for the fans.
Do it for the fans.
That's right. So that's 10 to 10,000. 10 to 10,000. 10 to 10,000.
Show, go slow down. You still new to the whole town. You don't wanna burn any bridge, so go on, just give and give.
And when you out, I guess you out. Whatever you do, consider your moves.
Okay.
I guess they like me when I'm timid. Like me when they need me for the six side plug. Well, sorry, that's finished.
I done growed up, and I showed up. And now I don't owe you Nathan, but you show love and count the cents. We've been rocking heavy with the best, but we're still at the bottom of the rest. At the bottom of the totem, but I told him it ain't how you start, but it's how you spawn up. Talk, I'm a show. We done drank the potion. Matter of fact, we got the juice. Two drops in the same day, that's a deuce.
No, I'm coming back again.
No, I'm coming back again.
That's right.
I don't even know the plan.
I don't even know the plan.
That's right.
I just put it in his hand.
Just put it in his hand.
That's right.